Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, Does a wise man answer with knowledge which is nothing but hot air? Or does he fill his belly with the east wind? Does one argue with a word that is of no avail? Or with speeches in which there is no benefit? But you would even nullify fear and minimize the dignity of colloquy with God. For your mouth spells out your iniquity, and you choose crafty language. Your mouth condemns you, not I, and your lips testify against you. Are you the first man to be born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Have you heard the secret counsel of God? Do you reserve wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that we are not aware of? Amongst us are the elderly and aged, older than your father in days. Are the consolations of God too small a matter for you? And are you indifferent to the matter? How come your heart is carrying you away? How come your eyes are winking? For you are turning your spirit against God when you bring such words out of your mouth. What is man that he should be pure, and that he who is born of a woman should be just? Behold, he does not put trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less a man abhorred and corrupt, a man who drinks iniquity like water? I will explain it to you. Listen to me, and I will declare what I have seen. Things which wise men have told of, and have not hidden, handed down from their forefathers. To them alone the land was given, and no stranger crossed through their midst. A wicked person writhes in discomfort all his days, and the number of years of a violent man is hidden. A fearful sound is in his ears. In a peaceful time the plunderer will come upon him. He does not believe he will return from darkness, and he expects to be destined for the sword. He wanders around looking for where there is food. He knows that the day of darkness is at hand. Adversity and distress terrify him. They prevail over him like a king ready for battle. For he stretches out his hand against God, and he behaves insolently against the Almighty. He runs headlong against him with thick bosses on his shields. For he has covered his face with fatness and put on flab around his waist. So he will dwell in desolate cities, where houses are uninhabitable, which are on the point of becoming heaps of ruins. He will not become rich, and his wealth will not endure. So riches of such will not increase on earth. He does not depart from darkness. A flame dries up his succor, and by the breath of his mouth he is removed. Let him who has been deceived not trust in vanity. For vanity will be his recompense. His time will be fulfilled before it is due, and his branch will not be green. He will be as a vine that shakes off its unripened grapes, and as an olive tree that casts off its blossom. For the congregation of the profane is fruitless, and fire will consume the tents of the corrupt. They conceive sorrow and give birth to worthlessness, and their inner workings prepare deceit.